Hello everyone, I'm Alan Ashton and you're tuned in to Organ First Radio. It's nice to have your company. So, with the winter season now behind us, let's spring into action with another of our organ-first programmes of popular theatre and electronic organ music, commencing with a trip to New Zealand to join Chris Powell and an enthusiastic audience in the Hollywood Theatre Avondale, West Auckland, where he's a regular visitor to play the three-manual 15-rank Wurlitzer. Chris Powell with the Lazy Hazy Crazy Days of Summer, Powder Your Face with Sunshine, Bring Me Sunshine and Keep Your Sunny Side Up. And don't forget, you can find a list of all the tunes on Chris Powell's latest CD, which is titled Live at Hollywood Again, on the MSS web pages. It goes without saying that if you like your theatre organ music played in a very happy, toe-tapping style, then this latest offering from Chris is just for you. Well, as I hinted in the programme introduction, March the 20th saw the commencement of spring, and what better way to celebrate it than with the composition Spring Serenade by John Walker, which he plays now on his distinctive sounding digital orchestra. Spring Serenade, played by John Walker on the Digital Orchestra. Blackpool was once a mecca for clubs, pubs and piers, in which very often the choice of entertainment was the electronic organ. I've very happy memories of hearing the likes of Peter Jebson, Kathy Haig, Annette Long and Raymond Walbank, but for over 20 years now, Ray Willetts has been the resident at the famous Metropole Hotel. Ray has never forsaken the love of the Hammond organ and still regularly uses one of several which he owns. Right now, and before the busy holiday season commences, he's enjoying a well-earned holiday with friends in the United States. But here's a track from one of several recordings he's made over the years, this one featuring the Hammond EX-2000. The tune is that lovely ballad made famous in 1961 by Dorothy Squires. Say it with flowers. Say It With Flowers, dressed up there on the Hammond EX2000 by Ray Willetts. Now, I know that Ray happens to have a great admiration for the late Lenny D, and on a number of visits to his home over the years, Lenny passed on a great many Hammond organ playing tips and gimmicks. Sadly, Lenny is no longer with us, but his music lives on through the recordings released by Jasmine Records. And it's a request for one of Lenny's tracks that comes in from Jim Wilson in Fort Myers in Florida. But it's a request I can't fulfil, Jim, and my guess is that neither can anybody. You say you once had an LP which Lenny made at the Atlantic City Organ, a gigantic mid-Melosh pipe organ of heaven knows how many ranks and pipes at the last count. Maybe your memory is playing tricks with you, Jim, because I'll wager a bet Lenny never recorded a pipe organ, and if he did, then that LP would be priceless. Whatever the truth, here's the great man himself with another tune which is appropriate for this month. April in Paris. Styled there by the late and great Lenny D in the days when he was recording with an orchestra. I had tentatively made plans to journey up to Saltaire in Yorkshire this month for the opening of the Wurlitzer organ in the Victoria Halls, but as the concert given by visiting American organist Jelani Eddington happened to be on Easter bank holiday weekend, the thought of several hundred miles battling through bank holiday traffic made me have second thoughts. The rail fare would have set me back a second mortgage, and flights from my part of Cornwall to Leeds Bradford don't commence until next month. So, I guess I'll have to be content with listening to any one of several excellent CDs made by this famous organist, such as this one, which comes from one of his Leroy Anderson Centennial Celebration releases, recorded on the gorgeous San Filippo Wurlitzer. Composed back in 1953, this is the delightful Song of the Bells. San Filippo Wurlitzer in the capable hands of Jelani Eddington. I was reminded some weeks back in an email request, which I'll come to later in the show this month, of fellow broadcaster Eric Lord. For many years we enjoyed musical rivalry with our respective programmes on BBC Radio Lancashire and BBC Radio Manchester. I was fortunate enough to be able on occasions to put on live concerts at the Playhouse Theatre, which at that time housed the BBC Theatre organ, which came from the Empress Ballroom in Blackpool. In April 1983, and after much persuasion, I got Eric to play a concert on the Wurlitzer. And this is what he had to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, please believe me I'm not trying to make a comeback. I'm trying to do a favour for Alan Ashton, who's been so kind to me over the past years that I've been broadcasting from Radio Lancashire. He's helped me out on many occasions when I've been short of material. He's very kindly loaned me stuff. So he said to me, would you come and do half an hour? Now, half an hour to me is agony these days. Agony, I mean that, because it's so long since I played the cinema organ, I've really forgotten what it's all about.
Thank you.
Lady is a Tramp, Sleepy Time Gal and You're the Cream in My Coffee, played live there at the BBC Playhouse in 1983 by one of the most sadly missed exponents of the British organ scene, Eric Lord, and performed on, what has to be said, one of the sadly missed former Blackpool Wurlitzers. Now, in last month's programme, I played a request for a piece of music called Nola, and went on to say that it was the signature tune of organist Harry Farmer. Well, since January of this year, I've been enjoying corresponding with Pamela Farmer, Harry's daughter, and she pointed out that in keeping with many English organists of the time, Harry went on to choose another signature tune when playing organ concerts and broadcasts, that of To Be a Farmer's Boy, and that he only used Nola as his signature tune when he was touring with his Organolians trio. So, what better opportunity to hear the Organolians right now stomping at the Savoy? Of Stomping at the Savoy, played by the Organolians, that is to say, Harry Farmer on Hammond and Jimmy Leach on piano with rhythm accompaniment. Jimmy Leach eventually went on to form his own group, as well as forsaking the piano for the Hammond organ, and became the first and last group to ever appear on the long-running BBC radio programme Music While You Work. I said I'd come back to the connection with Eric Lord, and it's in the form of a request from Frank Varley, who asks if I've a copy of Doreen Chadwick playing one of Eric's favourite pieces. Laura happens to be the title, and it's also the name of Frank's eldest granddaughter. Frank's son Alan has been heard on these shows in the past, but right now the spotlight falls on Doreen Chadwick and the famous Wurlitzer organ that used to be in the Paramount, Newcastle upon Tyne, but when this recording was made was in the Kitchen Brothers garage in Diss in Norfolk. Thank you. Laura, delightfully played there by Doreen Chadwick. Some weeks ago, I watched a television programme all about the last voyage of the Cunard liner QE2, and this reminded me that I haven't featured organist Russell Holmes on the programme for a long while. Why the connection? Well, Russell just happens to be the cocktail pianist on the Queen Mary, an enviable position he's held for the past couple of years or so. From an early cassette recording which he made on the Allen 4600 DL electronic theatre organ, here's Russell with Hello Bluebird, Hello. Bluebird Hello, played by Russell Holmes on the Allen Electronic Theatre Organ. In part one of the show, I chose John Walker to musically welcome in the spring season on electronics. Now it's the turn of William Davis to do likewise on pipes at the Henry Willis Organ in Tatton Hall near Knutsford in Cheshire. And he does so with Spring, Spring, Spring. Davis at the Henry Willis Organ with Spring, Spring, Spring. Earlier we spent some time in the company of the lovely Laura, but right now it's the turn of the very lively Lisa Marie. A good friend of mine in the USA sent me some tracks of an organist I'd never heard of before, but when it comes to electronic organ dexterity, then Frank Camerata, who I think is from Italian descent, certainly takes some beating. Lisa Marie, played there by Frank Camerata. Now, before I go any further, I have to thank a number of you who pointed out that I made a mistake in last month's show, including Bill Winchester, Dave Woods, and an old broadcasting colleague, Ian Wolstenholme, and as much as I'd like to read out what Ian wrote, censorship prevents me from doing so. The mistake was the tune I Left My Heart in San Francisco, which I went on to back announce as Strangers in the Night. Had it been this month's programme, of course I could have got away with it being an April Fool's joke. So, with apologies to Brett Wales, here is Strangers in the Night. Thank you. Strangers in the Night, played by Brett Wales and taken from his new CD titled Magic. I commence this month's programme with some lively toe-tapping music in the Blackpool style, played by Chris Powell. But right now, it's the turn of the master himself, Reginald Dixon. Many of Reggie's early recordings have been reissued so many times that I began to despair that anyone would come up with something new. However, a double CD on the Rex label, simply titled Reginald Dixon at the Organ, has answered my prayers. Ironically, Reg used to record for the Rex label, but not this particular company. In any case, this one is Rex with two X's. Apart from two items, the 50 tracks all come from the days when Reggie's output on the Columbia label was prolific, and the remaining 48 tracks are all in strict dance tempo. One of those which isn't is this selection from The Student Prince. Student Prince selection, played by Reginald Dixon, a track taken from the new double CD on the Rex label featuring the one and only Mr. Blackball. Interestingly enough, some of the tracks are those which Reg made at the nearby opera house Wurlitzer in Blackpool at a time when the tower organ was out of action because of the disastrous fire which almost destroyed the magnificent building and the organ along with it. Full details of all the tracks on this release can be found on the programme web pages, and hopefully I'll be having another look at the item next month. On now to the ever-popular and effervescent Penny Whedon at the Yamaha PSR 9000 with The Curly-Headed March. The delightful Curly-Headed March played by Penny Whedon at the Yamaha PSR 9000. Some weeks ago I spent a few hours in the company of organ builder Dave Paulin and organists Graham Wright and Donald McKenzie. It was an occasion when over lunch the ladies in our company must have been bored out of their minds because all the talk was of the organ world in general. But it makes a change for us fellas to do all the talking. Anyway, Donald told me that he's just recorded a new CD at the Brentford Music Museum Wurlitzer, and so hopefully before too long I'll get a chance to feature it in a future edition of Organ First Radio. In the meantime, here's Donald McKenzie at the Wittenhouse 4-manual 14-rank Compton organ with A Bushel and a Peck. Thank you. Donald McKenzie at the Witten House, Compton, with A Bushel and a Peck. And that brings us to the end of this month's programme. Join me again next month for another selection of the brightest and best pipe and electronic organ music here on Organ First Radio. Until then, as usual, bye for now.
Since that recording was made, we have learned that Ray Willetts is no longer the resident organist at the Blackpool Metropole Hotel.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.